Sheldon tells me you're a neuro something or other. Neurobiologist. Your check engine light is on. Yeah, it's okay. But the light indicates...
Don't bother. I've wasted many an hour tilting at that particular windmill.
What is that scent you're wearing? It smells great.
Dandruff shampoo. I have dry scalp.
Well, your hair looks very nice.
Are you a homosexual?
No, I was just giving you a compliment.
Would have been more flattered if you were a homosexual.
Guys, how about some music?
Oh, I wouldn't care for that. Amy?
No, thank you.
Okay. Uncomfortable silence it is. Hey, Sheldon, have you told Amy what it was like for you growing up in Texas?
No.
Well, why don't you tell her?
All right. It was hell.
Any follow-up, Amy?
No.
I myself grew up in Nebraska. Small town outside of Omaha. You know, a nice place, mostly family farms, a few meth labs.
I'm sorry. How is this better than uncomfortable silence?
I don't know. I was just trying something.
Muggles.
You slipped and fell into a robot hand.
Yes.
Penis first.
Yes, now help me.
I'd suggest a lubricant, but I have a feeling you fell on some of that as well.
Not funny, Leonard.
Really? A robot hand's got a death grip on your junk, dude.
That's funny, ask anyone.
Wait, before my mother walks in, get this off me.
Okay, let's see.
No, don't touch. The program is paused.
Oh, well, then let's unpause.
No, I loaded the wrong program. The hand thinks it's holding a screwdriver in outer space. If you continue the program, it's going to start twisting.
All right. How about this? When Winnie the Pooh got his head stuck in the honey tree, his friends all grabbed onto him and pulled and pulled.
You do what you want. I'm not touching another man's honey tree.
All right, forget pulling. How about we get an electric saw and cut it off?
What? No saws. One circumcision was enough.
How about an acetylene torch?
Okay, I can't believe this needs to be said out loud. No pulling, no saws, no torches.
Well, then what do you want us to do?
How would I make cookies for you and your little friends?
That's great, Mom, thanks!
I'll bring them up with some Hawaiian punch!
Don't come up here!
Why not? Are you ashamed of your mother?
Yes, but that's not the point!
Get me out of here!
You have any ideas, Raj?
Right now, all I can think about is cookies and Hawaiian punch.
Hey, here's another possible topic of conversation. This is a big night for Sheldon. Right, Sheldon?
Big night? The winter solstice is a big night. It's over 14 hours in Southern California.
That's an amusing factoid.
Thank you.
No, my point is, tonight is Sheldon's first official date. Discuss.
Is this true?
Apparently a semi-incestuous Teens for Jesus 4th of July hoedown didn't count.
So, Amy, what about you? Do you date much?
Once a year. It's a deal I made with my mother in exchange for her silence on the matter, as well as the occasional use of her George Foreman grill that seals in the flavor without the fat. What about you, Penny? Do you go on many dates?
Yeah, I wouldn't say many. A few. What's...
Your characterization of approximately 171 different men is a few.
Where did you get 100? 171 men.
Simple extrapolation. In the 3 years that I've known you, you were single for two. During that time, I saw 17 different suitors. If we work backwards, correcting for observation bias, and postulate an initial dating age of 15...
Wait. I did not start dating at 15.
I'm sorry, 16?
14.
My mistake. Now, assuming the left side of a bell curve peaking around the present, that would bring the total up to 193 men, plus or minus 8 men.
Remarkable. Did you have sexual intercourse with all of these men?
No.
Now, although that number would be fairly easy to calculate, based on the number of awkward encounters I've had with strange men leaving her apartment in the morning, plus the number of times she's returned home wearing the same clothes she wore the night before.
Okay, Sheldon, I think you've made your point.
So we multiply 193 minus 21 men before the loss of virginity. So 172 times 0.18 gives us 30.96 sexual partners. Let's round that up to 31.
Okay, Sheldon, you are so wrong. That is not even close to the real number. I'm gonna need a drink over here.
This is very interesting. Cultural perceptions are subjective. Penny, to your mind, are you a slut?
No. Let's just all finish our dinners, okay?
This is an interesting topic. How many sexual encounters have you had?
Does volunteering for a scientific experiment in which orgasm was achieved by electronically stimulating the pleasure centers of the brain count?
I should think so.
Then 128.
Okay. Come on. Almost there.
No tugging.
Next time, take your own advice.
Excuse me, could you help us out?
My. What do we have here?
I slipped and fell.
Yeah, we get that a lot. What is this?
It's a robot arm.
Where's the rest of the robot?
I only built the arm.
Because that's all you needed, right? All right, hang on. Stay calm. I need an orderly with a wheelchair. I got a robot hand grasping a man's penis out here.
Could you be a little more discreet?
I'm sorry, we don't have a code for robot hand grasping a man's penis. Why is it hooked up to a computer?
It's what controls the arm.
But it's frozen.
Did you try turning it off and back on again?
No, you see, it's more complicated than that. No, wait!
Winnie the Pooh is out of the honey tree.
Now can we have cookies and Hawaiian punch? You were right. This was a very productive evening. I saw a whole new side of Amy Farrah Fowler tonight.
I did not have sex with 31 guys.
I'll be happy to check the math, but numbers don't lie, Penny. In any event, now that Amy and I have spent quality time together, I feel much more confident proceeding to the next stage of our relationship.
And that is?
Using in vitro fertilization and a surrogate uterus to gift humanity with our progeny.
You're still on that?
In these uncertain times, doesn't humanity deserve a gift?
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna come at this in a whole new way. Sheldon, if you try to make a baby with Amy in a petri dish, I'm gonna tell your mother on you.
Well, that's no threat. My mother's always wanted a grandchild.
Really, your deeply religious, born-again Christian mother wants a test tube grandbaby born out of wedlock?
Curses.
If I had thought of that in the first place, I could have saved myself this whole night.
Well, it's not that late. You could still go out and look for number 32. Good night.
Hey, Howard, what's up?
I've decided not to procreate.
Yeah, great. Howard,
slow down. What do you mean it happened again?